so Crow FM is a community-based station based in the South Burnett. We were established in 1995. We've got over 100 volunteers and staff that work here across lots of different areas, from news and sport to music, specialist shows, heavily involved in the community. So we do a lot of community engagement, most of the festivals and carnivals, Christmas carnivals, hosting, and a whole range of other stuff that we involve ourselves in, keep ourselves busy, yeah.
So over 100 volunteers?
Yeah, across the community, just within the programming. They're not all, you know, putting together a, you know, like a longer show that might be just contributing. We have police shows and fishing shows. We have mayor chats and council chats. And yeah, most of the weekly programming has at least a couple of different specialty segments within each hour. So we've got a lot of people involved.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And so how important is it for the people out here to have you guys telling them the news and what's happening?
Oh, it's vital. Yeah, without that, we really wouldn't have. We have a local paper, which is great. They just do two bulletins a week. We have a few good online sites, and obviously Facebook now is popular with people. But actually getting properly researched stories that come from, you know, direct press releases or going out and speaking to the source rather than just hearsay, which a lot of Facebook social media stuff is, just people's opinion. We wouldn't be getting that information. So Crow sort of covers that void.
So you get a lot of people calling in.
Yeah, you do. Good and bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Messages. And you can check the sources. Like, we usually have all the, you know, emergency service numbers, and you can usually check the source. People often ring in and say there's a fire here or there's a car accident there. You've just got to be very careful about what you put to air. Don't, you know, just checking your source and checking that it's accurate rather than just putting it to air. But we had floods in 2011 here, 2013. Crow was really vital. We were round the clock 24/7 just getting emergency information to air. So, it plays a big part in the community.
Yeah. Mm. And so how do you guys get your funding?
We get our funding through sponsorship. So essentially putting a really good product to air, community-based, and the business community will go, well, you know, hey, we want to support you because you're in our community, but you've also got a great product that people are listening to, and it's consistent as well, and it generates business to our business. So it's getting harder to find sponsorship. A lot of people are using online sources now, but we find we've really good support of the business community, which is vital. If we were just rattling tins and holding radiothons, and you just couldn't do it out here. You've got to have all, like, if you look around the town, nearly all these businesses are supporters of Crow. You'll hear them on the radio during the weekday. So we have to make sure we're out there in the community, and just by doing that inadvertently, we're, you know, creating that business relationship as well. So you get a little bit of funding from the community broadcasters, but the majority is sponsorship. So
you're sponsored by a lot of the businesses in town.
Yeah, nearly all of them, yeah. So community radio is a bit restrictive in the sense you're only allowed technically you're not supposed to sell advertising. So I can't go out and say, come and advertise on us. You sell sponsorship. So they sponsor the station, and that's reciprocated with a on-air spot. So, you know, like, you might hear the supermarkets mentioning the fact that they've got $9.99 chickens for the week or whatever. So it's a sponsorship rather than an advertisement. That's why you always hear community stations will have sponsors, you know, at the end of everything where you work. You probably hear that. Sponsors of Crow FM. Yeah, that's the difference. So, but you're restricted with how much you can put in an hour. So it's about half the commercial station. So, which means it's harder to generate income. But
yeah, we get to do a few of the ads ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you do the ads?
Yeah. We all mix them up. We all, depending on what type of spot it is, we all have our specialties. I'm the rodeo, I'm the speedway guy, or anything that's like someone wants someone to smash in through. Dave, who's doing our production, is very creative. He'll do creative ads with lots of character voices, and yeah, it's good fun, isn't it?
Cool.
You get to play around and be a child again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
And so with the community out here, obviously it's been a bit tough.
Yes.
Tell us, like, we just came in yesterday, so, like, what's the feel like out here?
Oh, look, this area is really resilient, and like anywhere in Australia, you know, the farmers are doing it really tough here. We're drought declared, We haven't had rain, consistent rain for a long time. The dams are low. That flows into everything. So it flows into all the towns. People are reluctant to spend money. They're unsure about, especially the farmers, when their next crop, whether they'll get a crop in. So that affects, the whole town. It affects us particularly because, if there's no... farmers are not doing well, it doesn't flow well to us. The business community doesn't want to promote their business because they're not sure where their income's coming from. So it's tough, but this is a really, really positive area. Like, people here have seen many undulations and droughts and floods, and so, it's positive energy around town, but people are very cautious, like everywhere that's drought declared now. They're not sure when the next rain's coming. So we had a little bit last night, but we need, our dams are like, one of our dams is well and truly under 10%, like it's pretty much empty, so it's a big concern.
Yeah. They're talking about some areas hitting zero.
Yeah, well, there's areas, Gameri, which is in the Gympie Regional Council, they're shipping in water in there, so we're on level 3 restrictions, I think. We're only allowed water for 1 hour, like on odd days, depending on what your street number is, but... Look, rain will come. Everybody knows that. Like, you know it's going to come, but it's just waiting, and that affects the whole business cycle here because farming is a big part of this area. So when that's not, running at full capacity, then it affects every part of the region. It filters into the sports clubs with the kids and the junior sport, and, mum and dad have got to take another job, and all of a sudden the kids can't get to Saturday sport, and so and we're heart and centre of it all as a station. We hear all the stories, and we're involved in the broadcast, so we see, I guess, the hardship. So it affects everybody around here, so, but people are really positive here, so
that's good. Because another story I'm looking at, I've got some people I'm interviewing about, like, mental health and how it's been tough out here. And it's really cool because I spoke with Danita Potter.
Yeah, I know Danita.
And she was saying, like, she's raised money. There's people like the Rotary Club in Mergen who have done safe talk courses and that sort of thing. Like, people are really trying to raise awareness out here because it's a tough time.
Yeah, they are. Like, the whole, Are You Okay Day and mental health, it's decimated rural communities. It doesn't get a lot of publicity, but a lot of the farmers are, taking their own life, a lot of young people. But this area has really been on the front foot with that. They've had a lot of, Danita's been driving it along, organising a lot of community events and seminars and just trying to get people to reach out and ask for assistance. So, and that's been a big priority in this community, probably more so than any other place I've worked in. I've noticed it, so, which is good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we find different with community radio as opposed to commercial as well.
Like the difference,
getting a sense of the feel of the
massive
affecting people.
Yeah, massive difference. The main difference is, like, from my experience, having worked in both half and half, the biggest difference is community radio allows you to really get involved in the community without that sort of proviso that has it been paid for and is there an income stream coming from it. When you work at commercial stations, often as an announcer, you might want to get involved in the community. You might want to do some really great stuff. And your general manager or your sales team will say, well, can we get some money out of it? Is it being paid? And if it isn't, they'll divert the resources to where they're getting the income. So that sort of dictates the programming, where community radio, that's the secondary part. So you get out and do your community stuff, and usually revenue comes from that because mums and dads or farmers will say, well, hey, these guys care about us. Let's promote our business on the radio station. So I found, really, when I was working at commercial stations, like, there was really minimal community impact, unless it was something that was like a big, massive promotion that was going to give the station lots of exposure and look good on TV or radio or whatever. That's not... I'm not hating on the commercial stations. It's just a different model. It's a different model. If you're a person that wants to be really involved in whatever community you're in, community radio is, that's the whole purpose of it. So if you've got that, I like doing that. It's good. I haven't been nominated for a sainthood yet, but...
I'm sure it's coming.
I'm hoping the Vatican will contact me.
It's got lost in the post.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. I keep checking my phone, but the Pope hasn't got on yet.
It's all the admin, hey?
Yeah.
Avoid the admin too much.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get that
same. Yeah, that's it.
But are there any other big or, like, important stories coming out of this area as of late? What kind of
The big stories that are going on at the moment probably are the redevelopment of the hospital, the King Roy Hospital. That's a big issue here because a lot of people have to travel to Toowoomba or Brisbane or Sunny Coast to the health services here are really good, but just real specialist help. Like if you have a heart attack, you generally get shipped off to Toowoomba or Sunny Coast in an ambulance or a life flight helicopter or whatever. So that's a big issue that's being addressed at the moment. Water, I mentioned before, like water allocation, trying to get looking into potentially like another water source here, or another way of getting water in the long term. The big issue at the moment, there's a, I don't know if you guys saw the sign, no coal mine. There's a potential, Morton Resources are looking at putting a coal mine in Kingaroy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's dividing the community at the moment. Like a lot of people think, wow, this is great, there's jobs, and other people are like, no, this is wrecking prime agricultural land. There's talk that we've got this beautiful rail trail, which you've probably seen.
Yeah.
It goes all the way through, it links up with the Brisbane Valley one that you can go past Fernvale. You can ride all the way, like 300 kilometres uninterrupted. It's beautiful, kangaroos, you name it. It's just, part of the concern with that is that that's going to be reused as the coal thoroughfare, so they're going to put the trains back going along parts of that, not all of it, but diverting the towns. So that's a big story at the moment that a lot of people are divided on. Like, it's
people sort of split down the middle on that, is it?
I don't know what the split is. It's a really funny issue because it's known that there's some really strong anti coal mine groups to do with that, specifically with that Morton Resources, but you're not hearing a lot of people putting their hand up and going, well, we want it. Individuals, yes, but so, yeah.
Interesting.
We're not sure where that's going to go. That's been dragging on for years. Like, they haven't even, they haven't been given approval for it yet. They just keep, like, renewing their license to investigate whether it's viable. So,
With that, they'll be cutting off part of the trail.
Well, this is where the contentious. Yeah. They'll be utilising some of the existing rail trail. Looking at the map that they've got there, as far as where the rail corridor will go across to the coast with the coal, but not utilising it, all of it. But I mean, that would just create a mutiny around here because that rail trail is so well used. Like at weekends, people from the coast everywhere, like mums and dads and kids with panniers and trudging along with the kids, like. I would have murdered my parents. They made me ride all the way to Brisbane on a ranch, carrying a tent on a bicycle. I saw a couple the other day, and I was like, I could see the kids were just like, this is shit. Like, seriously, this is our school holidays. Like, my friends are at
the beach.
Yeah, at the beach or at Dreamworld, and we're like riding along a track, getting attacked by like this. Magpies everywhere along there, just
oh, no.
And they're not only attacking from the trees, we've got them like attacking from the ground. They're like special forces magpies.
Yeah.
They're so angry this year.
Special forces.
They are. They sit on the ground and they go. They attacked me the other day. I can sit here and watch it all. It's hilarious. It's like watching. It's like my own little window. In the morning. Yeah, I do. I just like shaking my head.
Nightmares. Those magpies actually like frighten me a little bit.
They hurt. You get hit by.
Part of my ear.
Have you? Yeah, you know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's no good for you. Do you get a lot of people coming down for the rail trail, though?
Yeah, yeah. They're coming because a lot of people like to tick it off the list, too. Because there's a lot of people from the coast, a lot of people from Brisbane that come up and do it.
Nice.
They park and do sections or they do the whole thing. Occasionally, I'll see people that look like they've just spent their whole life on the road. Like, just, jeez, where's this? It's like old man, full beard, and, mate, that bike, where'd you get that? It was 1972, and like they've never returned home. They're just, you know, they're just like loaded up with their whole life on these bikes.
That's great, though. We're driving through, and like countryside's beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
just
seriously beautiful.
Yeah, we just need rain. We just need the rain, and once it rains, it's all green. It looks really beautiful. Yeah. Like this, we love this town. Wondai is just a great little town. Such a pretty little town. Like, you know, we've got great coffee, a great bakery, you know, it's just a really good base for everybody.
People have like a lovely little community feel here.
Yeah.
Really
nice
to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. People are lovely. Like I said, when I came up here, I couldn't believe how friendly everybody was, and it was just, yeah, really good. So.
Where did you come up from?
From Sydney.
Oh, from Sydney.
Yeah.
So
I've been living in Sydney. I've been living right in the city, like,
yeah.
Just, you know, crazy lifestyle. And
yeah.
It's like, to this, it's like, yeah, it's been good so far. So, yeah.
You do get to go surfing a bit?
I don't so much anymore. I tore my collateral ligament last summer surfing, so I think it might be retirement for me now.
Fair enough.
I'll see if I can get it. I can't twist it at the moment, but yeah.
No more gnarly waves.
What's that?
No more gnarly waves.
Yeah, well, it was only a little tiny little wave that I did. It was like when that big swell was there last year and everybody was like, oh, did you do it on that big swell? You know, the 20 meter waves down with Mick Fanning on the Gulf. I was like, no, it was about that big and I was kind of showing off doing something and yeah.
But yeah, no, it was the massive 20
meter
one.
Yeah,
I
know.
I was dropping in and...
I can't lie. So, yeah. But no, they're probably the main couple of issues. Yeah, it all just comes down to the agricultural industry here.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the council elections next year. That's a big issue. So
we're
they're in March.
Sports.
What's that?
We're in sports.
Sports? Yeah, this is good sporting area. Cricket's just started off. Like, South Burnett plays in the... is playing in the Gympie competition. The local competition starts week after next, I think. Junior sports, we've got some really good sporting people coming out here. We have a massive speedway circuit here that's like getting national awards.
Oh, awesome.
That's on, yeah. They have junior speedway. The kids all have like the, you know, the slider bikes. And
so
there's a lot of stuff going on here, yeah. We've got a couple of women superstar cricketers at the moment.
Yeah.
Courtney Sipple, yeah, Holly's doing well. Courtney Sipple and
Jared Sipple.
Yeah, you know Jared, do you?
Yeah, I play cricket in Brisbane.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yeah. You probably know Tom Carney as well, do you?
Tom Carney.
Yeah, he plays for. It's one of the Brisbane.
Tom Carty or Carney?
Carney.
Carney.
Yeah, he was in the under-19s Australian team.
Oh,
yeah, and then he injured himself, and he's just sort of getting back. But I think he's at UQ, I think.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you'd know him if you met him. A really lovely guy. I look after his mum and dad have a business in Mergham.
Brilliant.
Carney's Feed Store. And they're lovely people. And Tom's really...
He was an Australian under-19?
Yeah, I think it was under-19s or under-17s, one of the others. And then he injured himself and he's been just getting back. But I know he plays in the Brisbane competition.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, really lovely guy. I remember his mum and dad tell this funny story when... Because obviously... Michael Hayden. Is Michael Hayden?
Maddie Hayden.
What's that?
Has he ever come in
here? He has, but not for a long time. Yeah, we don't see him up here that much. But when he was, you know, a champion cricketer, Tom was only a kid, but he was already like a prodigy, you know, playing the junior. Anyway, he bowled to Maddie Hayden and he got him out. No one else could get him out. He got him out and then he got him out again or something. And Maddie apparently came up to his mum and dad were working in the cafe and said, oh, is that your son? And I was like, yeah. He said, oh, he's got a bit of potential.
Awesome.
He couldn't believe that this little kid had got him out, you know. But, yeah. Yeah, so sports are huge. Obviously, footy's massive here. They have a really, like, you know, usual stuff. Pools and, you know, different sports. And but, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
It's, yeah.
We're speaking to Ray, who's...
Oh, yeah, Ray Labutta.
Yeah,
he's an interesting character. Do you have shoes on today, or is he shoeless?
We didn't yesterday.
No, he's a great guy.
Yeah, I've got a few stories to tell.
Yeah, he's a really interesting character.
Yeah.
What was he telling you about his guns and stuff?
His guns.
one of the guys is going to have a chat to him about some stuff like that.
He's a mad collector of stuff, obviously, with that
There's
shop.
So much when we're there, it's like...
Yeah.
Oh,
mountains
and
things.
Yeah.
But what his wife was saying something about how she's not enough doctors around here.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything in that. She's just talking to us about how finding it difficult to get medical.
Yeah, well, that links in with my point about the hospital.
That's what I was thinking,
So everyone goes to the King
Mary
Hospital?
No, the local hospitals are great. Like, Mergan's got a great hospital.
Oh.
Cherbourg has a fantastic hospital as well. They're all really great hospitals, but there's that next level of specialist care. I think that because of the waiting lists in the hospitals, people often have to travel outside the region to get, you know, real specialist care. MRI is a good example. Like when I blew my knee up, I had to get an MRI. You can't get an MRI here in South Burnett. You know, you've got to go to Toowoomba or Gympie or whatever. So,
what about mental health stuff? Is there many places around that you can go to see someone?
Yeah, well, there's that links in with, like you're saying, with Danita.
Yeah.
There's a lot of health services promoted, and I believe there is. There was a lady here, and she's been a bit quiet lately, called Rhonda Trivett, who had a... Has her name come up at all? She's a really interesting lady. She was quite vocal with... She was part of... I can't remember. It was a horrendous time in one of the Brisbane orphanages where the kids were really mistreated, and she was a product of that. It's a... I can't remember. It came out in the Royal Commission. And she set up a mental health service place in Kingaroy to try and get help people who needed help and try and give them the right connections. So she'd set that up. That was called South Burnett Peace of Mind. But I think there is, but it's all very much split amongst many different organisations. Yeah.
Sweet.
Is that enough?
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, no worries. Hopefully I'll give you a bit of a helping hand.